Hello, and welcome to episode 155 of Geek Girls. The Geek Girls podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. You can find us at patreon.com/grills. I am Linda, and I'm joined by my co-host September, also known as 9 of 12.
Happy Groundhog Day!
Yeah! This is, what, the third time we're trying to record this? So, our topic is WIT, Women in Technology, which is not just kind of a catch-all term. It's actually a group that helps bolster women in the STEAM programs. So we're going to take a look at their website and what they do, and we'll all obviously put like links and show notes and everything so you can...
Well, they're already up, actually.
Oh, right. For those of you who are... Now in the future was the past. The notes are up. So, oh boy. So what have you been up to, September?
Okay, well, those of us who are listening to us on audio and podcast or through our website already know this, but this is a re-recording of a previous episode because I borked up all our technology doing other techie things for my community, and we had a couple episodes where no one could hear Linda. So those are not put on our podcast or our Patreon, and that's why those have been lacking content. So we are re-recording that with some updated how our lives are. But in the meantime, our full show notes, if you want to see the inner workings of how this show, you know, how we work as far as having an outline, we don't usually post our full show notes, but you can take a look at our little color-coded thing. And the links are in there. Normally, I just kind of post a summary of the show and whatever links we referred to. So, yeah, I was finally doing that and fixing the tech. What else? Heresy and Hearsay started up again with me and Reverend Barney. You can find that at heresyandhearsay.com or on a podcatcher or on YouTube. A while ago, but... Now you get to hear about it. Oh, sorry about the dog. That's Crypto. Rob is one of the things I was doing is helping our local musicians stream. My husband, we have him streaming whenever he had all these shows booked and they got canceled because of the lockdown. So we've been live streaming on the nights that he was supposed to have a show and donating tips and proceeds to the wait staff that would have been working at the shows. And one night, we decided to go on. We took a cue from Mike TV. Check out Mike TV on Twitch, everyone. Actually, I think he's streaming right now, but...
I believe so.
he's done this thing where he writes songs in with his chat room. So we did this on Facebook, and we wrote a song about being quarantined during the coronavirus, and it's silly and funny. It came out very much kind of like a Mike TV song in that way. so we intend to eventually produce it and somehow put it out there and publish it and use it to benefit the community. I sent Mike TV the lyrics. I was like, thanks for the idea. This was great. And he's like, you know what? No credit. I don't need anything like that. Writing music is thanks enough. So, aw. Thanks, the idea and the props. And that was an awful, awful lot of fun. we planted a whole lot of gardens. We've been kind of plant therapy, yard clearing, victory garden, disaster prep mode at my house.
And yeah, I love how back, you know, when they were first conceived of in, like, World War I, they were called Victory Gardens, but we've called them Apocalypse Gardens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it really ends, the garden's gone too, but... we have... Our lawn has been kind of encroaching upon us. We're surrounded by wooded areas. And it's been creeping in for years and years. And we used to have gardens, and we had this area that had a blight, and we had to let lie fallow for years. And then last year, the electric company trimmed a bunch of branches and just let them lay in this giant section of our yard on top of an overgrown area. So we cleared all that, and we have all the firewood in the world, but there's a burn ban. But we created a lot of garden space. I have, let me see, we have rainbow carrots, which Rob calls silly carrots. I told him he's a veggie racist. And regular red orange carrots, and red onions, and Spanish onions, and radishes, and cucumbers, and bush beans, and cantaloupe, and zucchini, and butternut squash. And that's just in the front garden. So, yeah, my herbs and flowers, and I rescued an azalea that's been strangled by vines of honeysuckle for years, and it's been good therapy, a good exercise. I took off 5 of my COVID-15 already.
Oh, hello, chat.
Hey. Last night, I watched Repo, the genetic musical.
Have you never seen it?
I had never seen it. My girl Leah told me on our date that it was one of her favorite things. And
so good.
She texted me, it is free this week on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So I kind of dragged Rob along with me.
That's a good one.
It was good, bad. It was so bad. Like, the acting was good, but, like, the whole thing is so bad. But it's got a lot of... It's train wreck. You cannot look away. We could not stop watching.
Thanks for the subscribe.
Yay! Yeah, so...
Yeah, it's great. Like... You have to be in kind of an interesting mood to watch Repo, but it's you know, it takes you places.
Yeah. It was, and I didn't recognize Paris Hilton until, like, right before her face actually fell off. but yeah, Leah had texted me that it was free on Prime this week, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, I could probably go for that. I don't know how Rob's gonna like it. He's very mood particular about things in general, and musicals, mostly a no. So I didn't know how that was gonna go. And he just sat down and said, what are we gonna watch? He said, I kind of just want to watch something different. I said, well,
I got a show for you.
I've got an idea for different. So what have you been up to this geeky week? Or, hell, the last 3 weeks? How long since we haven't been broken?
I've been, obviously, crocheting away. But one of the things that I made, and actually it got shared, I was so happy. Aquilow has just started its second season. And so I've been, you know, keeping up with that. But I made a brioche. I made a little raccoon.
Oh my goodness!
And her little scarf.
He's so fluffy, I'm gonna die!
Oh, I can't even.
I shared it on their Instagram, and they actually, like, shared it around. And they're like, oh my god! And I was like, it's so cute! Like, it's really cute. Like, it's so cute. I kind of didn't realize how cute it was going to be until I finished putting the final stitch in, and I kind of sat back and looked at it, and I was like, you're so damn cute, I can't handle it. So it's one of my favorite things, I think, that I've ever made, is this little raccoon with a brioche bun.
If you have not listened to Aquila, folks, check it out on all your podcatchers. That is a great show.
If you like horror, and you like baking, cozy horror, I think is how they described it when we interviewed them.
I can't wait for the cookbook. I am psyched as hell about that. I want to be asked to collaborate so bad. Amy and I, like, nerd about food on Facebook all the time now.
I have also made a couple of Five Nights at Freddy's critters. I've got a little Fredbear and a little Bonnie. I'm working on a Chica, and then I'm going to make a Foxy. So I'm going to have a little full set of the original four. And that's just for... I'm trying to keep all of my things that I'm going to make for MomoCon kind of in production, even though this year's MomoCon has been canceled. Mm-hmm. I have been guaranteed a spot next year because I've already paid. So, Yeah, no, they're just transferring my table from this year to next year. So I have more time now to make everything that I want to make.
You might need a bigger table.
Maybe. Yeah, have some stock bins underneath or something. So that's basically what I've been doing in Crochet Land. And then I've been watching Making the Cut, which is the kind of fashion, like, Project Runway-esque show. It's basically what Heidi and Tim Gunn are doing now that they're not doing Project Runway. So it's a, you know, competition fashion designer show that is on Amazon Prime. So it's for free on there, but it updates 2 episodes a week. So I'm having to wait. I can't binge watch the whole thing. But I like it because it's got a lot less drama in it. There's not so much drama. not so many drama llamas. And I like that about it. I also played our Star Wars RPG over the interwebs. We had Zoom and we were playing. So that was a lot of fun. And that will be released over on my husband's Patreon, podcast Patreon, which is Polyhedron. So if you want to hear me play in a role-playing game, I guess it'll be over there. And last but not least...
Hey, some of us miss it.
Yeah. I baked some chocolate chip cookies from scratch, and I made cheese.
I saw that.
Yeah, I literally boiled the milk very slowly. It was like 20 to 30 minutes of Zen stirring, so I was just slowly boiling the milk. And then I put in my apple cider vinegar, and it immediately turned to cheese, and I was like, oh god, get it off the heat! Oh god, drain it, quick, ah! So it went from zero to panic in about 2 seconds.
But tasty, yes?
But tasty, yes. I actually had some as a snack just a couple of minutes ago. I had some Triscuits and my homemade cheese. It was very tasty.
I have never made cheese.
Yeah, you have to cool it down immediately or it becomes very crumbly like feta.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So those were my escapades in the last couple weeks, actually.
Cool.
So now... we are going to move on.
Yes.
To our subject matter, our topic, as you will. Can my brain please? All right. So, it's called WIT, Women in Technology. And as I said before, this isn't like a catch-all term that I'm talking about. It's an actual group. It was founded in 1992. I will read to you from their about page because they have taken the time to write very well about themselves, and I don't want to mess it up. So
they probably even paid someone for that.
Probably. Women in Technology, WIT, empowers girls and women at every stage of their STEAM careers, from the classroom to the boardroom. WIT utilizes its programs, connections, volunteer opportunities, and events to enable the development of the WIT community through recognition, through leadership and foundation efforts. WIT is driven to help women and girls write their own stories of success through the full life cycle of their careers and continued evolution as STEAM leaders in Georgia, which obviously, you know, warms my little peach heart because I was born and raised in Georgia. So I was very happy to find this group because I was literally just looking for a topic. And so I thought I would look up, you know, if I could see if there were, you know, leaders of women leaders in technology. So I literally just typed in women in technology. And this was the first hit that I got. So, yay!
Yay!
And they just, like, I'm very impressed with their whole community and everything that they offer. They have classes, they've got I'll think of
a lot of things. The scholarships and the mentoring programs, I think, are key. In
scholarship was the word I was looking for. Thank you. my aphasia is in force today.
It's okay. You're tired. You're working. You're essential.
Yes. To date the podcast, yes, we are an essential lab, so I must go to work during the lockdown. Don't worry, I am taking every precaution. I wash my hands every chance that I can. And I, you know, only go out to stores and such when I really need to. But, yes, a little tired. but, yeah, I'm really happy that they have, like, these programs that you can enroll in. Their scholarships. I think they have scholarships and grants. And, you know, just all of these opportunities to just give these women and girls the ability to either get into the programs, get more educated in the programs they want to get into. And it just, you know, it warms my heart. I can't think of any other way to say it than that. I'm so Southern.
Yeah, the structuring of it is fantastic. I mean, it's mostly volunteer run, and basically you can sign up to be a sponsor. And that they have networking opportunities is another really big, because having been a male-dominated fields for so long, networking, I mean, knowing someone is how you get these jobs, regardless of your education, a lot of times. I mean, you get a good internship and you don't even need to finish your degree because somebody knows you can do the job and you can save a lot of money that way. I mean, I know my husband, his degree is in music performance from University of Toronto, but he's a software architect.
Yeah. My degree is in music. I have a Bachelor of Arts in music and I work in a testing lab.
Yeah. And a lot of, you know, there's who you know, and recruiters can only get you so far. And these programs that WIT has, taking, shadowing people who are already professionals in the field and mentoring them and giving them, you know, the other skills they need and connections besides just help with their schooling. They only added the A from STEM to STEAM in 2017, I see.
That was relatively recently.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're relatively new. They were just founded in 92. And then they merged with some really big places, so their growth has been fantastic.
Yay! Yeah, they have a bunch of different programs. I'm waiting for a second as this brochure decides to download itself. Hold on.
I think it's funny that they have in the timeline of organizational milestones. In 2015, they have WIT undergoes rebranding, launches redesigned website. Like, the person who did the website just got to put that in there.
Yep.
As a whole milestone. And you know what? More credit to her.
Okay, so they've got some of their signature events, and I'm looking at their brochure, which you can find on the website from the link that we provided so kindly. WIT Connect, it's their premier fundraising and networking events. They have 800 top-level executives come to further focus on the mission of WIT. They raise a lot of money. I think the last one they said they raised $3.2 million to support the development of young girls and the advancement of women in STEAM. So that's really impressive. And then they also have like awards celebrations where they will award recognition to a middle or high school girl as Girl of the Year, And they do the same for college level as the Collegiate of the Year. I don't know if the awards are accompanied with like scholarships, but they also have just scholarships that they can give to women. So it's each year, WIT is honored to provide scholarships sponsored by WIT partners dedicated to advancing young women in STEAM, to graduating high school seniors entering college, and young women already in college pursuing a STEAM major. So that's really important because college is expensive.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Let's see. So they've got different programs. They've got ones that focus on middle and high school to break through barriers to advance the girls' opportunities in the STEAM field. They've got the WIT programs on campuses. I was trying to see if it listed the campuses where they have it, because they said something about like at least 13 campuses in Georgia, and I'm sure they have it listed somewhere, but I'd be interested to know which campuses those are. I don't think it was my college, Columbus State, because I don't remember hearing about it, but at the same time, I was in college
in arts
in the arts before they added the A, because music is part of the arts program, but that was back in 2005 to 2009, so that was before that was really part of their shtick, as it were. That's not a good way to put that. It was before that was part of the WIT program, so I'm not surprised I hadn't heard of it, because it was a thing that I would not have been a part of at that particular point in time.
Right. Not yet integrated. Another really great thing I think they're doing is the Single Mothers Program that they started. Mm-hmm. They were providing a cybersecurity certificate program to benefit 20 adult single mothers. And that is something, I was a single mother for a period of time. I was trying to further my education and unable to do so because of the cuts in funding to that sort of thing. Would have been so life-changing. Mm-hmm. For me, I was fortunately at least computer savvy enough to break out of, you know, having to work food service and get into at least some, you know, tech support and legalese, you know, legal assistant jobs and things like that, which was, you know, also just this huge pay jump life. But to have this kind of life changing right now, having a cybersecurity certificate as a single mom, I mean, it would just be, it's going to be a class jump,
yeah,
frankly, for about any woman in that situation.
Pretty much. And
unless, you know, you're a single mom who just had plenty of money and decided to go ahead and do that. That's different, yeah. But I assume they're doing an income-based help system.
And I'm looking at all of their, like, board of directors and everything. They're all women. So, and, you know, women of color, Latinx. So it's really nice to see the variety, because you're going to have a lot of folks that have a lot of different life experiences who are willing to, you know, do what they can for all the girls out there that need the help. Girls and women, I should say.
Women and girls. I don't have women a problem with the girls thing, but that's me. Gosh, we had that talk a long time ago when me and Bialik went off on it. You weren't even on the show yet then, I don't think, when we had that in our discussion.
Yeah. Not interesting. So I was curious, and I clicked on their events.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a lot of the stuff is on hold right now, but they have all of their online stuff is, like, full, which I think is really, really good.
Yay!
Yeah.
All right, so if you have a bunch of money...
if you have a bunch of money, you could actually sponsor, like, just whole cloth sponsor a person.
Like, help them expand.
Yeah.
I mean, the more the better. Mm-hmm. And this new world we're moving into, honestly, the more IT structures that are going to have to build up because people understand the value of working from home now.
Yeah, definitely. There's going to be a lot of new job opportunities coming up just because we need the infrastructure and people have finally realized that we need the infrastructure. It, you know, it's not good what's happening, but a lot of the times the big kind of world-shaking things are what causes change.
Yeah. And
that's definitely what's happening.
I agree. And there is, you know, been a lot of points made about this whole work from home and, oh, it wasn't feasible and, oh, it's not productive and, oh, people with, you know, who are handicapped or people or mothers who are caring for their children, they can't do these jobs as more of them can be done from home. This is going to be incredibly valuable training and another avenue for women to make decent money in the workforce.
Yeah, I am interested to see what's going to happen. I've added a link, and maybe Ember, since you are logged in as the Geek Girls, I actually, it's the support page. It's actually where you can make donations. Because, you know, becoming a sponsor is very expensive, but donating even a little bit can just help.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should do some kind of fundraiser and try to sponsor somebody at some point. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be.
I bet we could get Diamond Club on board.
That fundraiser, got my fundraiser for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, Miracle Networks. Lots of fundraisers.
Oh, I know. Donate Life is, like, this week coming, but I don't have anything set up online. It's okay. I am doing right now.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen you making masks.
Oh.
I've seen you.
I'm slow, though. I'm not... My hands seize up and stuff. I'm doing the best I can. I've only made, like, 40... something.
Only. I've only made 40-something masks.
but I mean, I have friends who are really good at this, and they've made hundreds and hundreds, and I feel dumb. Like, I'm trying. But hopefully I can pick up the pace. I'm going to try and make my son learn to use a sewing machine. I lent a machine to someone who said they were going to sew masks, and they're not. So I'm sending Rob to pick it back up. Also, my machine was acting funny yesterday, so I was like, oh, okay, the backup has to come home. I actually have orders at this point. Speaking of, look, I'm out of this fabric or I would send you one.
Yay.
Rob has Hufflepuff mask.
I am the most quintessential of
Hufflepuff. Oh, this isn't a very good one. I should have added a layer of interfacing because the fabric's too thin. I did so for Jen's. I just made some for Jen.
You are giving back, and that is what counts.
I'm trying. I gave some to an EMT. I gave some to a firefighter. Gave some to military people and family and stuff. And now I'm selling them very cheap. I've been kind of given some grief about that. Because I'm only charging like $5.
You know what? You do you, okay? You gotta do what you feel is right.
We're like, well, you gotta make some money. But people are charging like 20. No.
No.
I mean, 10 would be at least paying myself better. But I just want to make some money back so that if Elastic becomes available again, I can get some.
Yeah, look, all you gotta do is, you have a set price at like 5, right?
Yeah.
You'd be like, here, it's 5. If you want to give me more so I can buy more fabric, that's cool. If not, also cool.
You know, and that happened today, actually. I got paid for a bunch of masks, I made someone, and I was like, I'll just charge her for the 10, you know, give me $50. I made some for her kids and her toddler, and, like, the kids' ones are free, and I had already given her some, because she's a frontliner, and she sent me 60 earlier on PayPal, so, aww.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people are being so weird. I mean, we've gone on a tangent, but whatever.
Yeah, we tangented.
Supporting women in science in a different way.
Tangented? I've come up with a new word. Cool.
There you go. The people that are just, well, what are you using? And do you have, you know, wire you can put in for the nose? And what is there a pocket? Can you put a thing in so I can put a different filter and this and like, stop. Go somewhere else then. Like,
yeah.
What I want a solid color. I posted this great rant somebody posted about it today because it was spot on. I mean, my friends who are actually in the industry, RNs are using them, 100% cotton. There's a certain, like, you can't see through two layers. You know, they are using them to preserve their N95s that they do have for longer. I got these the pattern I'm using from a medical college, one of them, and another from one that makes them for cancer patients, and people are just so wanting particular colors and patterns and wires and inserts, and what are you doing?
What?
The professionals are just like, whatever you got, man, thanks.
Yeah.
You're awesome. But
me thinks the ones that are wanting
people who just be fucking staying home.
You don't need a designer mask to go to Kroger, okay? You walk in, grab what you need, walk out. Also, don't just linger. Don't go to Kroger if you're bored for staying home. That's not the point.
Yeah. Like, don't touch anything you're not going to buy. I know that's a lot to ask. It is difficult for me. Mm-hmm. I'm a label reader. So, there's stuff I'm not buying right now because,
Yeah, no, I've literally...
It's not like my regular thing.
The last time I went to the store, I was like, alright, I'm gonna hit here because I know the layout of my store. I was like, I'm gonna hit here, here, and then get to the checkout. And I was in and out in 5 minutes because I was like, yoink, yoink, alright, I'm gone.
Yeah. I'm doing the best I can with that. I did also send my son some. The nerds love them. I've got all this nerdy fabric. Like scraps. Like TARDIS and Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And I'm sending my sister two My Little Pony ones. And if you're a nerd, I gotcha. But the fabric store is closed. So
yeah.
If you want something black, all I got is Darth Vader.
Yeah, I'm missing, like, I ran out of yarn for a project, and I'm like, well, that's just gonna sit there, because I'm not going to Joann's. I could order it, I guess, but I have other things I can do.
Joann, you know, I don't know if they closed yet here.
They haven't. It's interesting, because I am a contract
right.
teacher. Mm-hmm. I get updates, and the education coordinator is like, why are we still open? Why are people still coming here? And I was like, I don't know, man. I mean, I know some of them are getting fabric, but some of them are just going in because they're bored.
Yeah. I went in actually because my cutter is dull, and mm-hmm. I'm making masks. And I had, before the shutdown, bought a new blade for my cutter and got the wrong size. So there's not only a limited amount of time where I'd be able to do the exchange, I had to go do the exchange.
Yeah.
So I went to Joann, but they had, before the governor even forced the policy, enacted the only 10 people in the store at a time. Mm-hmm. They were enforcing it at the door. And people were waiting 6 feet apart in line. And almost everyone there was getting the kits, even if they were getting something else. Joann was still doing the pre-cut kits to make masks.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the only place to get any non-fusible interfacing right now, too.
Yeah.
which is a good way to bolster up without being all picky about it. If your fabric isn't a high enough thread count to be anywhere decent a mask, you can throw a layer of interfacing in.
Yeah, my coworker, she has asthma, so she made herself a mask just for her own kind of safety. It's so funny because she made it too big, and then she was like sitting there during her break, like trying to sew it down. So it was too small. So she had to unpick the stitches and go again. And by the end of it, her mask kind of looks like a beak. And I was like, "Are you going for the plague doctor vibes on purpose?" She was like, "No, I did."
Oh yeah, my son today called me, and the one. So I sent him and his girlfriend. Hers is a little big. He's like, I should have warned you. She has, like, tiny ears and a small head. I'm like, dude, you can sew a button. You can shorten the elastic a little on one side, right? He's like, I think I'll just staple it. He's sanitizing. Apparently CDC or somebody has put out instructions where you can sanitize in an Instapot.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. It is just a pressure cooker. A fancy pressure cooker. Talking about the CDC, actually, my father works for the CDC. He's one of their, like, software engineers. And he actually had to go in and work on the servers that they're using to research COVID. So I was like, wow, that's very close. I mean, it's not like he's going into like a danger zone. It's like he's right in there. So my dad is fighting the good fight in the way that he can, which is coding, I guess.
Everybody's got their challenge or their gift.
So sorry, that was a tangent.
Hey, we can't help it. We're all affected so much by this right now, you know?
We are in lockdown and don't get a chance to talk as often as we would like.
Yes.
So I will bring it back around.
Okay.
By saying, you know, please support this foundation and please support, you know, if you can donate or, you know, just get the word out there to the women and girls that you know who might need help. I don't know how far their reach is. It is, you know, based in Georgia, but maybe they've got, you know, further reaching, because it's a lot of online stuff. It's a lot of online classes. So,
yeah.
That is what I have to say.
There should be more of these.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if there are. There might be. It's just we haven't heard of them. So I'll have to go scouring the internet to see if we can find more. So if you would like to chime in, you can email us at geekgrills@gmail.com or you can tweet us at geekgrills if you know of any more of these kind of foundations that are helping women and girls in the STEAM programs. Let us know. We'd love to hear about it.
Yeah. I'll publicize the shit out of that.
Yes. So what are you up to, Ember?
Let me see. I had it here. Picard! But that was a long time ago. I'm going to take that out of the notes, because I watched all that shit. What I am more anticipating that we kind of already started after watching that, Rob and I have been looking up all the Borg episodes of TNG and watching them. So that's pretty fun. Which, actually, there's another funny little tangent. I was watching Jury's Politics show today, and he was playing through Obama's endorsement of Biden, and he said something about the Great Awakening, so apparently Obama is Q, and now we know.
Now we know.
That was my uber geek moment of the day, sharing it with everyone. Hopefully we'll get to producing, editing, and releasing this silly song we wrote with the chat and my husband, and benefiting some of our local venues and out-of-work servers during this crisis. I will be making more masks. I have... how many? I think I'm caught up. I'm mailing some tomorrow. But I have somebody who's supposed to get back to you tomorrow might need 30. So I'm a little scared. Oh no, I do have 5 more to make. I have 5 on order. I think I better just start cutting elastic and see at this point how much I have elastic left for. Because if they start coming in 30 at a time, I may have a problem. So, you know, that's about it. Take care of my garden. That has been wonderful. Daily, just getting stressed out, walk outside, go find what's sprouting, thin something. I put sunflowers so that when you're driving up my driveway later in the year, it's just going to be all lined with sunflowers. And aww, just looking forward to this. When we come out of this, I'm going to have things to show for it. I'm going to be able to walk out in the yard and harvest food and cook it, which is, I love living that way. And it has been years since I had a garden I could do that in, other than, you know, just my herbs. So, yeah, I'm just daily looking forward to that, actually. Just,
and if you have any, like, roses or fragrant flowers that you really like, you could make your own aerosols with them. That's actually really easy to do. All you need is a little spray bottle, and you get the steam going, and you infuse the flowers with that steam, add a little vodka, spritz away.
You know, instead of vodka, I wonder if it would work. So I have some bottles of local distillery, Southern Distilling, has switched over and they're making hand sanitizer, but it's not a gel. It's like these big bottles of liquid hand sanitizer. So it's basically like alcohol, but it doesn't smell like rubbing alcohol as much as it's got a little almost like whiskey smell on the back end.
Whiskey sanitizer. I love it.
Yes. But I wonder if I could mix aerosols with that.
Possible. I mean, making the like rose water and such to make into aerosols, super easy.
But so you don't need to distill?
So what you do, what you do is, that was me pushing up my glasses. What you do is you take a really, like a large pot and you put like a rock in the bottom of it, a very flat rock to keep it like stable. You fill the bottom up with a little bit of water and you put your flowers around, and on top of the flat rock you put, and then you put the lid on upside down so that it's, convex. It's going down instead of having it be concave. It is convex. And then you have it on, I think it's medium heat. It's been a while since I looked this up, so
I can Google it.
Yeah, but you basically boil the water and the roses or whatever flower you pick. That obviously I was looking up rose water, and then it'll hit the top of the lid, but since it's convex, it'll coalesce down to the center and then drip into the bowl. And all of that is water is infused with the roses, the rose scent. That's all it is. Oh, you need to put a bowl of ice on the top of it as well.
Yeah, I was going to say,
make condensation.
Condensate,
yeah. Yeah. It'll condense on its own, but the ice helps it. So, that quick tutorial on how to make your own rose water.
I think I can do that with a ridiculous amount of things.
Yes.
You may have created a monster.
Yeah, it's, you know what? I was making cheese. I am all about trying this self-sufficient thing.
Well, the science at home is real, man. Like, for the mask making, I was like, shit, I don't know what my fabric is made of. And I got great tips online. My friends were like, burn test.
Burn it!
Like, burn test!
Yeah.
I'm in! And I got my big giant stone mortar and pestle to use it to burn in, and my long tweezers that I have for jewelry. And Rob and I made date night out of it. We, like, got some beers and cut up little bits of fabric, and I got a poster board and Sharpies, and it's like a damn science project, and we're burning stuff and writing the results down on a chart and to find out what was 100% cotton. So,
yep.
Science for the win. I'll tell you, God damn, Gen X is just, we're overprepared for this shit.
It's fine. It's fine.
I'm using myself home cheaply for years.
Yeah.
I always thought they were going to push a button and kill us all, so... So what are you anticipating?
Yeah, what am I doing? I'm going to be playing my D&D campaign. We're using Roll20. We're doing it over... I've started to really like doing role-playing games at home because... I can just, you know, pull up my little table over there from behind me. It's got all my character sheets on it, and I can crochet, and I can just lay out at my desk, and I'm real comfortable.
Nice.
I mean, I like being with other people, but I can be a little spoiled if I'm at my own desk. But other than that, so... I have a couple of cosplays that I'm working on. This year I am not doing a crochet cosplay because I have two rather intricate sewn, like, dress cosplays that I'm making. So I'm not going to do a crochet one because I need all of my focus to be on actually sewing. I made a mock-up dress. I forgot to mention this earlier, but I made a mock-up dress of my dress from Legend, the dark dress from Legend.
Yeah.
And that worked out pretty well. That was the easy one, because my friend who is a seamstress made me the pattern. The other dress that I have decided to make is a couture sea creature, because... Every year at Dragon Con, my friends and I, we were dressing up as mermaids and going to the aquarium night at Dragon Con. And last year we were like, yeah, mermaids is fun, but you know what we should try is we should try to make something really cool. And so we were like, well, what can we do? And we hit upon the idea of taking a creature from the different exhibits in the Georgia Aquarium, because that's where we are, where we're going. And turning it into a couture dress. So, my favorite creature at the Georgia Aquarium is whale shark. And so I am making a couture dress based off of a whale shark. So it's got a boat neck. It's going to have a long train. I'm playing with the idea of having, like, the thing, the train hook onto my wrist with, like, a tail looking thing so that I can have, like, a big tail. But I was like, okay, I don't want to make this pattern from whole cloth because I'm not insane. I am insane, but I'm not that insane. So I went to the online lands and was looking for just, like, a boat neck dress. And I found one. It's a Butterick pattern. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and this was months and months ago. And I was like, oh, okay. So Joann's has those patterns. So I went and I found the pattern in my size category. And I was like, okay, this looks simple enough. Because it's a boat neck dress. It's got a couple of darts, but it's really long. And I'm like, this will be fine. This will be great. I can, like, go on to, like, Spoonflower and get them to print me, like, a whale shark pattern for the back. So I can have, like, spots down the back and then a cream front. It'd be great. I can do this. I therefore then thenceforth put the pattern down for a little while. And I picked it up again because I have had some free time. And I pull out the pieces and I was like, holy crap, this is huge. And there's a lot of pieces that I need to... I don't have enough fabric for this.
Oh no.
upon which I raided the closet, which had all of our old sheets that we don't use anymore, and then I had plenty of fabric. So I have cut up many a sheet. many sheets have been sacrificed.
I'm going to be doing that tomorrow. I had some organic cotton sheets donated for mask making.
Yeah, none of my sheets were cotton. they were all real cheap. So I now have over 20 pattern pieces, an instructional booklet, and a couple of dreams. And I'm going to attempt to put this thing together sometime this week, maybe in the upcoming week.
You should teach me how to sew.
I don't know. Okay, so the first line of instructions, because I went through this in depth, is because there's a fabric, there's a lining, an underlining, and an interfacing. I should have known when I realized that this was pattern for a wedding dress that I had bitten off more than I could chew.
Oof.
The first instruction is take your underlining, pin it to your fabric, make a base stitch, and then invisibly sew the hem together. I don't know what that means.
What? Just pretend.
How and why? I'm just like,
I mean, what? With a third layer, I don't know how you would do it. It was only two layers.
I looked it up online.
I was thinking basting, right? But no?
Yeah, well, you do a baste stitch, so you can pull it out later, but then you have to sew an invisible hem. And I'm like, what? And I looked it up on YouTube, and that was not helpful. Because there's like three different ways to do an invisible hem. And I'm like, I don't think any of these are right. So
I don't think I'm ever going to get to garment making level for these reasons.
I'll let you know how it goes.
And I'm sure it'll be fine.
I might be missing a few hunks of hair next week. yank my hair out from frustration. But so that is the plan. We'll see how it goes. I might, you know, FaceTime one of my friends who is also interested and be like, help me!
There
what am
go.
I doing? What does this mean? Like, hold up the booklet. The booklet, by the way, is just literally like four pieces of paper that they folded up to look neat and tidy, and then you open it like a newspaper.
Yeah.
It's fine. Everything
yeah, along
is
with
fine.
Making masks this week, I actually made a sleep mask for the first time.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. It's kind of wonky. And I printed out the pattern from this blueprint place. And for some reason, it's like 15 pages. I don't know.
You know, they make weighted ones now. You can get weighted sleep masks to have, like, weight on your eyes.
Right, it sounds really good. Except I don't sleep on my back. So.
Yeah, I start on my front, and then at some point during the night, I flip over like a pancake.
So remember, folks, you could always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills. We try to do most Monday evenings, the second, third, and fourth Monday of the month, but we've been having a lot of technical difficulties. So we're going to try and get back to regular on Mondays. We might have another show in between because we did get behind with the technical difficulties we had. If not, we'll do our best to be here next Monday and have our book club episode again. That none of you got to hear, but we had a great discussion, and I'm sure it'll be fine, because I've actually finished the book this time.
Hooray!
Yay! So just, yeah, keep an eye on our Twitch, and I'll start making sure one of us will Twitter or Facebook and try to give you a little warning when we're going to be on. And, you know, if you're subbed, you would get a notification. I was trying to lead into your part.
Hint, hint.
In addition to the subs and bits we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons, the greatest grill friends on the internet. You've become a patron at patreon.com/grills. And don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch. If you don't, you know, have Amazon Prime, feel free to sub anyway. But at least follow us, and if you turn on notifications, like I said, you'll get alerted when we go online.
Another way you can show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do that on any of your podcast catchers. Leaving a review is free, and it helps our ranking, strangely enough, which can help other people find our podcast. You can also join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help us spread the word. So where can we find you on the interwebs, Ember?
I can be reached at 9of12, that's NINEOF12 on Twitter and Twitch, and you can hear me on the Heresy and Hearsay podcast.
Let's see, The Gen can be found on The Gen Says on Twitter, streaming on twitch.tv/TheGenPlays. You can find everything that she does at thegensays.com because she owns it. You can find me on Twitch under the name Madcap Miscellaneous. That's MADCAPMISC, so shortened, Madcap Misc. And on Instagram under Madcap_Misc. So that's where I post all of my plushy things. So if you are hearing me talk about plushy things on the podcast and are like, what does it look like? You can go to my Instagram and I post them there.
Yay!
Yay! Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
GG!
GG!
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.